Finally today, for our global hit, a CD collection from Spain. Now, it really shouldn't be popular now that it's 2011, but the subject matter and the songs are so compelling for Spaniards, they keep snapping up the CD anyway. As the world's Marco Werman tells us, the songs on the album are all about the pilgrimage to Santiago de Compostela.
Most Spaniards identify themselves as Catholic, but half of them also say they don't attend Mass more than a couple of times a year. For many, there's nothing wrong with this picture. Catholicism is more than a religion in Spain. It's culture and identity. Take the famous pilgrimage to Santiago de Compostela, the capital of Galicia. The trek for some pilgrims can last for months. The Way of St. James, as the walk is known in English, used to be for only the most devout Catholics.
I don't think that nowadays are only the Catholics or the Christians who are doing the pilgrimage. It's many people, because it's a beautiful experience to know yourself. No?
That's Inma Grass. She's with the record label Boa, which specializes in music from Galicia. Grass hasn't gone on the pilgrimage herself, but a few years ago she helped her mother get to Santiago de Compostela.
If you just go there and you confess your sins, then all your sins go away, no?
And the sins are purged even more this particular year, the Sacabeo?
Yes, it's only this particular year. If you come next year, nothing. You can be a very bad guy and your sins...
You can confess all day long, your sins will still be there.
Yeah, your sins. But this year, all your sins go away.
Okay, sinners, here's the bad news. I recorded my interview with Inma Grass in 2010, so last year was the holy year. It was a record year. Over 250,000 went on the pilgrimage. As Inma Grass says, it's evolved from being strictly religious into a cultural event. Take the secular musicians who wrote and performed Galician-style music on a new recording called Cantigas do Camino. Boa released it as part of the Sacabeo year, but it's still selling in 2011.
You can discover the new music from Galicia, the new traditional music, but very much contemporary. And also the root music, traditional, like Falchiqueira. Or you prefer things more modern, like Susana Sivane, who is singing.
Camino longo de Compostela, camino longo a ti te canto porque me levas.
I love this song because it has such a sad atmosphere. It's the rain and it's that kind of song that involves you. I love it.
It's not surprising to hear that Inma Grass and her label like the album they've released. But for them, it's less about the connection to the pilgrimage than it is about hearing new music from where the pilgrimage happens.
I think the whole album, it's very, very good, no? And very interesting to have a vision of what's going on now in Galician music.
For The World, I'm Marco Werman.
That's our program for today, but the conversation about the stories in it continues at theworld.org, also at The World's Facebook page, and follow the latest from our newsroom on Twitter. From the cozy Nan and Bill Harris studios in a snowy Boston, I'm Lisa Mullins. Thanks for tuning in.